are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Oh, we're back.
Episode of
the Labour Day special.
The Labour Day special of the waffle.
What's happening, John? We're actually back to basics this week. You'll be disappointed to hear.
I actually love it here.
No, I mean we're back to basics in the respect that the last couple of weeks we had the big interview,
the voice notes, the interview. Now you're just back to listening to us. So if you want to switch off here, there's no blame intended.
No blame.
Does that make sense? There's no. There will be no blame. Put it out on you. I've really, really relaxed on that.
The waffle on blame. How are you doing?
I'm good.
We're a wee bit later tonight than planned, usually, because you were...
Yeah.
You were... What were you up to?
Baby massage. Why is that so funny?
Tell us about it.
Listen, your day will come.
Oh, well, right. Not too soon, but I'm intrigued.
Did
your son, stroke daughter, like it?
What?
Don't know if you wanted your son to be or daughter to be in the public eye.
You shared a photo on her Twitter or nothing.
Or her.
Oh, I don't know. Well, not tonight actually, but generally would. Tonight I was a bit tired, so
not too much.
Really,
is it over Zoom?
Out. Yeah, it was. I was sort of just in the background, you know. Typical podcaster really.
We're the background of the Irish League.
The awkwardness of
the white noise
personified.
Yeah,
the white noise. Soon the stadiums will play outside. Out.
Play songs to get them out.
You ever need people out?
I don't think we've spoken publicly since the big interview.
It sounded like something crazy happened.
Well, it was a crazy night
since the incident.
Since the accident, you know, the accident of Niffle inviting us to the lunch party.
We did a podcast the week after.
I know, but I think...
But it wasn't public.
Because we're joined by a couple of bags and tables and stuff tonight, so it's important to bring up. I just thought, you know...
It's a real sort of Beauty and the Beast moment here, you know, where things could come alive.
What?
You know, like, you're still about the plates and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Be my guest.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, you've missed this, this setup. In a couple of weeks though, we've got a huge guest. I don't want to say who it is, but
who is it? You haven't told me.
Oh, it's actually your replacement.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We have a huge guest. I'd shout out to that guest right now, who I'm pretty sure
has like we have a couple lined up.
Sent me but I'm particularly excited for.
What do we mean by a couple then? A couple or a couple of people?
Yeah, so probably in 2 weeks. Not next week, the week after. Huge waffle episode. It'd probably be good to get people's questions and stuff in for that.
Yeah.
We can announce that next week.
Yeah, we'll maybe reveal a bit more closer to the time. But listen, I want to ask you something. That was Edinburgh.
Oh, it was in Edinburgh, so it was. So basically, this podcast is pointless. Why do you want to hear my opinion on the Irish League if you were there yourself?
What?
Exactly.
I have no idea what you just said. I asked you how your time was in Edinburgh.
I had a good time in Edinburgh. I missed the Irish League this weekend, sorry.
Okay.
That's my apology.
You look pretty aggrieved there, to be honest.
I was pretty aggrieved. No, I had a really good time. It was nice. I really love Edinburgh. That's a city.
Bit of history and stuff.
Bit of history.
Bit of food.
It's so old.
A few drinks.
Yeah, all of the above.
A few too many.
No.
All of the above.
All of the above. There were like, you know the way you really like cocktails?
I had like one in my life.
Remember in that place in Newry?
Ginger Jane's, shout out. Very nice place to be fair. I would go back.
I think that there's a huge cocktail movement.
Okay.
Do you not think so?
I mean, it's nothing new, like.
No, but it's maybe just new to me.
Do you think maybe to do with sort of
more
bars and all were closed and stuff?
It's certainly more like
people are branching out a bit.
Yeah, or maybe it's more like a popular thing.
Yeah, it's, you know, it can be expensive though.
Oh yeah. But do you remember like a couple of years ago, like everyone was like, what's a flat white? And now everyone's like, give me a flat white.
I've never had a flat white in my life. I know. What is it, flat white? I know it's coffee.
So it's
like,
it's one thing of coffee.
Right.
So one shot. One shot. One espresso.
Okay.
And then like a little bit of milk.
Okay.
But it's not foamed milk.
So it's like a small latte without
Don't be mistaken.
Huge mistake.
Because in a latte, you've got, thanks for tuning in tonight to the waffle, by the way. In a latte, you've got the espresso, the same amount of milk that you would have in a flat white, but then in, like you said, you've that foamed milk.
See, I really love a latte. Well, I've never tried a flat white. I might give it a go.
Stronger.
I feel like you don't really get anything for your money.
No, but you don't need to take as many sips because there's less of it. No, but
it's like getting a shot then, like a drink shot, sort of.
Well, that would be an espresso.
The coffee version.
That would be an espresso.
But we don't really do that here, do we?
We do. Yeah, you can get
here.
We've opened up a cafe. Anyway, what a lengthy introduction to the show. Thanks to all the people who got involved last week.
I love that. I listened back and I really, really enjoyed it. Just loved hearing everyone's thoughts. Because it's very like, you know, you can listen to us every week, but it's good to hear opinions and how they see things. And at the end of the day, the fans are, they're the ones that pay the money, so they should have their voices.
We're also fans.
Okay.
We're fans of the Irish League.
I know.
Your ego's too big now, though.
I don't know even what to say.
No, but it was lovely. So I think
a lot of people think we get into places for free. And we don't.
I wish. I don't think we've ever gone to a game for free.
Not yet. There's the ego again.
There was the time. Do you remember the time we got a... I'm not going to say where it was, but we got a tour off a ground.
Yes.
And we had to pay to go to the game after?
I thought that was fair.
But it was... Oh, yeah. It was like we paid for the tour.
Yeah.
And
the tour was incredible.
And the tour was incredible.
It's funny you say, I don't say where it is, because I'm pretty sure I've said on the show before where it was.
Well, could be somewhere else.
It was another tour.
it was a tour in Edinburgh. So, no, but, very good times. We're going to do that more often, I think. Send your voice notes to...
Please.
To us. Maybe not every week. You're also doing the photo thing.
It's called
John's Photo Challenge.
Yeah, if there's a really, really good one, who knows what you might win. I don't know.
We could enter it into prizes for people.
Yeah, might. Let's see how it grows. This week, we only got one photo. We know it'll grow. When you're at the ground, just snap a photo, something funny, whatever you want. It doesn't have to be funny.
Or even if you're not at the ground, but it's 3 o'clock on a Saturday.
Bonus points if you get a selfie with a player.
Okay. Or just a selfie. Yeah.
With the manager.
But I would also like, if you're not at a game, take a photo of where you are.
Or what you're doing, yeah.
Yeah. Just be interesting. Yeah. Be interesting to see. Anyway, I thought it'd be interesting if Ramakomsky's just sent me a voice note. Shout out to him. It would be interesting if we just went through the scores just to provide a little more context. Only 4 matches really to reflect on.
But a lot of goals.
You'll be pleased to hear. But yeah, a lot of goals. So tonight we'll be discussing Carrick v Coleraine. It was 3-0 to Coleraine. Why have you said it like that? Cliftonville 1, Glentoran 0. Portadown 2, Larne 3, and Warren Point 1, Carnarvon 6.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. That was
unexpected.
That was very unexpected.
But, don't you want to start?
Yeah, best play now.
Oh, record.
Yes, we go to, seeing as we're in Carrick.
Yeah.
Let's talk about...
Let's go to Taylor's Avenue. Or the Loughshore Hotel Arena.
The Loughshore Hotel Arena.
Taylor's Avenue is far better.
Where?
Let me tell you, Conor McKendry scored an incredible goal.
Mm.
It's one of those ones where people will be like, did he mean it? But I think he did mean it. And he hit it with intent, that's for sure. So yeah, he gave them the lead. And then Matthew Shevlin, who really is starting to come into his own as an Irish League striker. Oren says he is. He's going to be big in the Irish League. And I think he's absolutely right. I mean, he's been around a while, obviously. And he's been with Balmain and then Field. And then he's back at Balmain, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now he finds himself Corian. I think he could be a big man for them this season. So he got a brace. But yeah, not a great day for Carrick. 30 minutes, Jim Irvine saw red. Not sure that Carrick could ever come back from that. It's a big loss, obviously.
Yeah.
Big experience with Jim at the back.
Big Jim. Rosie and Jim.
Never. Remember the Jim? So, not great stuff from Carrick. But yeah, I think maybe a bit of relief for Oran. Yeah. Tough start to the season. Started away at Larne.
Yeah.
Then they had a fixture reverse.
Which, arguably, I think they could have won that game against Larne.
Yes.
In about 72, 73 minutes, they were 2-1 up.
Yep. So,
then they defeat the Cliftonville.
Yeah, which I think initially would have been planned to be played in Corian, I believe.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So that got reversed.
True that.
So yeah, tough away games to start. So I think they'll be relieved that their game to come and get all 3 points and kickstart their season. So that leaves them in sixth.
What about Carrick, though? Did you know Carrick, I think, were one of the only teams that had, like, were undefeated in pre-season?
Right, okay, I didn't know that. But I did see them in pre-season.
And they lost.
I was mightily impressed. Like, yeah. they just looked fun.
They did they did very well against Warren Point to win last week. That 1-0.
During the midweek, yeah.
Aaron Hogg's injury now. Neil Shields.
He's come in.
Neil Shields?
Neil Shields had 3 moves this summer.
I think. Or more. Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure I see
Property Pal
signed for the Welders, then he re-signed for the Crews. So I'm not sure what happened there.
Yeah.
But now he's gone on loan to Carrick. So
yeah.
Quite an interesting summer for Neil.
And he did start on Saturday.
Yeah.
So yeah, Carrick, they'll be happy enough, I think, to have some points on the board. Will we talk about anything else you wanna mention?
No, I think it's a kind of interesting thing for Carrick this season, you know, when teams like Corian come down.
Mm.
I mean, I think the red card probably didn't help them. And another day,
I wouldn't think so.
But on another day, you could see Carrick getting back into that sort of game.
Yeah.
But the red card probably killed them off. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see, you know, when the big boys, as you said, come down to Carrick and how they get on. So I think they'll put things right from that to say.
They've got a good team.
Yeah.
Cliftonville 1, Glentoran 0.
Ooh, big.
That was a big result. That would have been a game if I had been on the island. I'd have loved to have gone to that game on Saturday. It was Ryan Curran. Ryan Curran, 1-0. He scored the goal, whatever. I think Ryan Curran doesn't get enough credit.
Yeah, kind of just quietly gets on with it, doesn't he?
I mean, he was amazing at Ballinamallard. And then got his move to Cliftonville.
And it's quite a step up.
Yeah. But although, like, there's a lot of... Like, Chris Curran was the same. Ryan O'Reilly was the same. Do you know? There's a lot of... what do you call the goalkeeper who's gone now?
McCarrick.
No, the other guy.
Black hair.
We're going way back here.
Oh, Brush.
Brush. Aye. Sorry.
Brush.
It's Brush.
Brush.
Yeah, they always come from Ballinamallard. Right. Yeah, Ryan Curran, right place, right time. Hit the ball under Aaron Carey.
Yeah. I think it was a deflected shot.
It was from Jamie McDonough. It's
class.
Weird because that the other way around is like last season. Because Jamie, they did the swap deal, obviously.
Oh yeah.
And then there's loads of swaps. And then Paul O'Neill as well. And then Conor McMenamin.
Yeah, quite a
And then the Donnelly brothers.
Wow.
And then there's a lot. Joe Gormley went quite close as well to making it 2-0. The thing about it is, right, and maybe in our naivety,
you're right,
in our naivety, and maybe people's naivety, we didn't really think about Cliftonville to I think the problem is every time there's a transfer window, it's like, where's Joe Gormley going?
Yeah.
It's
funny because on deadline day,
yeah,
me and you were like, is he going to make the move? You know, there were rumours were rife.
Yeah.
Is he going to make the move? And he was playing for Cliftonville, so
we were like, oh, that evening, yeah. We were at Cruise Ported Down.
So we were like, he's gonna make the move, he's starting for Cliftonville.
Yeah.
So obviously not.
I was telling people as well that he was on the bench for Lauren.
And they were believing it. Yeah.
Against Corey. And I was like, why is Tiernan not bringing Joe Gormley on? And they were like, I think I see him warming up. And I was like, yeah, that's him. But yeah, like, very, very, very impressive win, I think. With having the fans back, I did see some very interesting stats that the first two game weeks of, or first two or three game weeks of last season where there were no fans, it was something like a real mix of home and away wins, but so far there's only been like one or two away wins, yeah. And that's people are crediting that to the fans being back, which is amazing.
New pitches probably helped out as well.
That's all, dude.
Players are when we were talking to Chris Curran a few weeks ago, he was saying the players really were enjoying it. So I'm going to say that's a big thing. For me, though, Cliftonville this weekend, it's a North Belfast derby, but they're away from home. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, they've had three in the bounce at home, so it'll be interesting to see how they get on.
Yeah, no, you're right. So, yeah, would you want to... I also feel like the Glens will be fine. Like, the Glens... like just brought on five like incredible players from like the 79th minute on.
Yeah.
So I do think they'll be fine.
In recent times they have struggled going there, but
it's probably because they're like, oh look, it's who does he play for? Does he play for us now or does he play for them?
Just look at the kit.
Yeah. Just look at the kit. And then probably thrown into the mix to make even more confusion, like what the hell's Colin Coates doing here?
Oh yeah,
completely bypassed that. My goodness,
that was, you know, it was interesting because we've seen him at Cruiseport Down and he was there.
And I said he's going to sign for Cliftonville.
Yeah, but it seemed a bit random that he was there if he was signed for Cliftonville because they were playing.
It was a coy
up the road.
Yeah,
it was a coy. To get the
I think it's a very astute signing.
It is.
I don't know how much he'll play. But a few injuries at the back, and
what a guy,
like what experience to have. Also, I think we've got to remember, like Cliftonville are a part-time team.
Yeah.
So even more respect to them when they, and respect to the other part-time teams.
One thing I want to put to you though, I seen a few tweets during the week, people were saying, should people swap blue for green, green for blue, talking about Linfield, Glentoran.
I have no idea what you meant.
I knew you wouldn't, that's why I said it. Colin Coates spent 18 years at Crusaders,
yeah,
and is now signed for arguably the biggest rivals.
Yeah,
that's different, right?
It's different because of the premise that Glen Avon was in the middle, or it's different in the perspective of Crusaders and Cliftonville.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going from Crusaders to Glen Avon, you're like, okay, it's next chapter's career. But spending 18 years at a rival like that, and then, do you know what I mean? I just want your thoughts. I have no opinion either.
I think because you have opinions.
Not either way, though.
I feel like the way it happened at Crusaders, at the end, we obviously know all the ins and outs, but I think the Colin felt, I don't know why, I'm not on the first name basis, but Colin Coates felt a little let down, so he left to Glen Avon, and I'm sure you know if Stephen had made a case for him to come back, see Baxter, that is really first names did I that he
would be my dad.
Stephen Beacom
made a case for him to come back.
That he would have gone back, I think.
Yeah,
but I think the question you're asking is the Cliftonville Crusaders rivalry as big as the Linfield Glentoran rivalry?
I feel like it's part of the question, but you know,
question time with John Fraser.
Obviously some players spent a little bit of time at Glentoran. They're now probably longer.
Yeah.
Do you know it demands a bit different maybe?
Does it let's add a question onto the question. Will it change his legendary status at Crusaders? For me, no.
If he scores on Saturday.
I don't think it will. I think that's still embedded in his. He didn't like turn his back on the club. Yeah. Like, I'm going to
the other way you look at it is he gave 18 years of his footballing career to Crusaders.
Yeah,
he could have won. He probably had offers elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were definitely times he was the best centre back.
Oh, aye. And every summer it was like Linfield wants him. Linfield wants him.
So You have to look at it that way too.
Yeah, and I think we've come, despite the transfer deadline day being the most boring thing, like,
I was expecting something magical to happen.
Yeah, I know, same. I think that the window was, I mean, if I had said to you before the transfer window started, Colin Coates will be at Cliftonville, Marty Donnelly will be at Linfield, Josh Robinson will be at Crusaders, you know, now Naziri will be at Larn, like, yeah, there's just so much madness.
I think a lot of business was done early on or in the middle, and then that was it. You know, I actually thought the Glens might have done something else, but whether they tried.
Mick McDermott probably was with that bottle of wine that he likes to talk about.
Mick did say the potential of signing free agents.
Yep.
Which can be done outside the window, so that's all.
Maybe he's outside the window right now.
That's all we'll say.
Will we take a short interval and short break. Join us in after this public message from Aware NI?
Hello to everyone from Aware NI. We're the Depression Charity for Northern Ireland, and The Waffle has kindly asked us to share some information about the services that we offer. Our 25 support groups offer regular support for individuals experiencing mental health issues. We also offer a range of mental health and well-being programs to individuals and organizations throughout the country. And if you'd like to get involved in one of our fundraising events, then there are plenty of those to choose from. So if you need some help and support with your mental health, visit www.aware-ni.org for full details of how we can help. Thank you.
Live remix.
I think Lauren have maybe scored. What a tune. Nobody will know what that is, so there's no copyright issues here.
No issues.
And whether we're pulled from Anchor, lose that sponsorship deal.
Yeah. Again.
Again.
Hopefully we're loud enough. Those we maybe you should lean in a bit.
You say that now, we've recorded the first half. I can enhance the sound. I have the technology to do it.
That's curse these metal hands.
Quote. Listen, I'm going to take you to Milltown.
Take me there.
Interesting game, it must be said.
Tell me the result.
1-6.
Oh, wow.
Interesting way to say it. Yeah, but listen, Warpoint actually got the game going. Francis McCaffrey, your good friend, after 11 minutes.
Friends.
You waved to him that day.
I did.
After 11 minutes, got it going. But a minute later, Peter Campbell with a strike to make it 1-1. And then from there on, it just got mental. Matthew Fitzpatrick, what a lad. 20th minute, 24th minute, made it 3-1. Andy Waterworth, just before the break then, scoring his first competitive goal for Glenavon on the 42nd. And then the next goal, the turn of the half, said that so weirdly. After into the second half, then again, Waterworth with another goal. And then Perkis, nearly 7.
But Waterworth scored 2.
Yeah, scored a brace. Fitzpatrick scored a brace, Campbell and Perkis scored in the 87th. So, yeah, listen, quite an unexpected, not saying unexpected from Glenavon, unexpected from one point to ship 6 goals like that. I just think they're quite an organised team, and they're, especially in Milltown,
Barry won't be happy.
He won't be happy. That's two
Which
defeats.
Is hard to imagine.
Two defeats in the bounce, come up to Carrick, lost 1-0, and they've gone at home and lost 6-1. So, they'll just need to move on quickly from that and dust themselves down. Yeah. But obviously the start isn't maybe just as good as it was last year. Especially after beating Ballymena on the opening day. It's maybe a bit of a surprise. But listen, Glenavon could do serious damage this season.
Glenavon got plans.
They're now sitting on third after 3 games. Two games. Sorry, they've played 2. Some teams have played 3.
Some teams have played one.
What
a mix-up.
Where have I been? But yeah, what a mix-up. So, but after playing 2 games, they're sitting above some of the teams that have played. Most of the teams have played 3, so good stuff.
What an analysis.
All right. I think they're obviously there's plans there this season.
One point, I've had a really mixed bag as the season started. Obviously, beating Ballymena on the opening day. And then you would have thought, that's obviously a massive game whenever they play Carrick.
Yeah.
And you would have thought Tails probably would have been up
yeah.
from that. And then to go tonight.
The plan tonight,
Saturday, to go to go on Saturday to lose heavily.
Yeah, losing the way that they've lost, basically.
Especially as Glenavon had drawn on the opening day.
Yeah,
it's very interesting, and they drew on the opening day against Portadown.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it just shows though, like, sorry, you were setting yourself up when I went there up. It just shows how competitive the league is and how unpredictable it is.
Mm.
Like, I, that game, I think, I maybe would have been like, I think Glenavon will pull off a 2-1 win and it'll be tight.
Yeah.
But no, unbelievable.
But I think that's Glenavon's ploy this season. Is
pretend to be winning 2-1 but win 6-1.
No, no, no. Like, maybe expectations of us on Glenavon are like a wee bit lower now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, they were playing Portadown on the opening day of the season. Portadown, we watched last Tuesday night, get beaten quite comfortably, would you say?
Yeah.
By Crusaders, although it didn't look like it, like the Crews didn't deserve to win. It was a really boring game.
First half.
You didn't get that pint either, which I know you want to get into.
I think the first half wasn't the best. And second half, I actually thought, I can't take away from Portadown, but I thought Johnny McMurray came on. Actually,
yeah.
Really
yeah,
played
yeah,
up for the Crews.
He had plans.
And he kind of probably pushed them on. So, but yeah, I mean, the Crews probably weren't at their best, so a bit concerning for Portadown. But yes, please continue.
So, but then, I think we thought, because we think with 1-9, that Portadown would really struggle against Larne.
Yeah.
And so that seemed to be the case at half time when Larne were 2-0 to the good. Goals from Jarvis and Randall. I don't know if you've seen Randall's goal, but very, very Mark Randall. A cheeky chip from a cheeky guy. Then the second half started with a plum. Crosby got the boys back into Rory Crosby, is that it?
I don't know
why you're laughing. Yeah. I'm laughing because there's a snail in the window.
Got
the boys back into the game. Then, but it was kind of a bit of a mistake. And I think potentially in that, Rowan Ferguson got injured. So the other keeper came on.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'll take him out of my fancy team.
You might have to. I don't know the extent of his injury.
It's one thing I can never find is injury news for the Arsenal League.
Well, I'm right here.
Trust you. On mind.
Then on the 92nd minute, things at Portadown really seem to be left quite late. On the 92nd minute, Lee Lynch made it 3-1, and then on the 94th minute, Hall made it 3-2. Greg Hall, lad. So
quite entertaining.
Yeah, a really entertaining game. I think hopefully that'll put the tails up with Portadown again. They've obviously the 1 point from the opening three games, but Larne are propping up the table just behind Cliftonville. So yeah, very interesting.
Cool.
Interesting so far. What do you want to do?
I would like some predictions for the coming game.
Oh, yeah, doing predictions.
Listen, let's just fire through it. Glentoran Balmain on Friday night, what do you think?
Glentoran 2-1.
Okay.
What's the next one I'll ask you?
Crusaders Cliftonville. I'm gonna go 2-2.
Okay. Glenavon Carrick Rangers. Oh, I'll ask myself. Glenavon Carrick Rangers. I think Glenavon 5. Carrick Rangers
3-2.
Okay.
Well, there's the game to be at on Saturday.
Well, so far.
So far.
What about Larne Warren Point over there?
I think it could be another tough day for Warren Point over 4-0 Larne.
4-0?
Yep.
And then is the last one. Oh, Dungannon Corian.
Dungannon Corian, I think. Do you know what? I think 1-1.
1-1?
Yeah.
Do you think that Dean Shields on movies will be...
Yeah, I think he'll use some of the movie quotes to...
Freedom!
I just think Dungannon have kept... Like, I mean, the Glens when they're just won last week. I mean, they had their chances, but yeah, just a feeling. I think it's Stanmore's not an easy place to go.
More than a feeling.
And finally, Port down Linfield.
Port down Linfield. I think the Port's little tails will be up. Linfield will be a bit better rested, but I just think that the Blues are. We watched them on opening day.
Yep.
And they look pretty solid. I think it'll take a lot from Portadown to break them down.
That opening day, to me, they weren't even out of third gear.
Yeah. I could see another 2-0
yeah.
to the Blues.
Okay.
Yeah. Do we want to...
What's your thoughts?
Thank you for your questions, people off the internet. That is always thoroughly appreciated.
Okay, I'm on Twitter here.
I've got some music prepared.
Question time.
What a transition. Yes, you're on. Are you? We've got questions.
I'm on Twitter here.
You're on Twitter here.
Do you want me to hit you with one?
I was going to do more of like a sell of why people should give us questions first.
Do it.
So, I've decided... Oh, I could plug my crowdfunding idea.
One or
maybe I should do it at the end. The crowdfunding idea?
Yeah.
I'll do it then. Don't want to give too much away. Along with our big guest coming in 2 weeks.
Oh, it's all linked.
And, yeah, I think that we want more voices on the Waffle. You know, more fans... Get involved, more questions.
Podcast is for you as it is for us.
Yeah, and eventually we're going to fizzle out of it and other people will take it over. We'll pass the baton on.
Please. Basically, this is Connor's next way of saying, John, no longer want you here.
not that, I'm not saying that I'm going, I'm saying that you're going.
Listen, I said if we're on TikTok, I walk. All you need to do is create TikTok.
There we go. If anyone would like to create it on our behalf. So yes, thank you. We got some questions. Niffle News 21 want to know.
Hit me.
What's inspired, the keyword here being inspired, Cliftonville's incredible start to the season?
I'm going to go with the fans being back. The new pitch.
True.
Probably a sense of, you know, that, just a sense of like newness, freshness.
Okay.
And that kit is nice.
So they've taken inspiration from the kit.
And also the quality they've brought in. Jimmy McDonough, I will say it right now, will be player of the season. You laugh, you won't be laughing in 6 months.
The season will still be going.
They're accelerating it.
Okay, there we go.
Well, 6 months. I don't know. It's a bold prediction, but I just feel like...
I like it.
I feel like he is a good player. I think he suits Cliftonville to the ground. To
the new ground. Okay, wow. Do you want to get me a question?
Cliftonville's chances of winning the league.
You covered that.
I know.
Oh, no, wait. Sorry, I feel obliged.
Someone replied, zero chance.
I would very much like to see... I think it'd be very important for a part-time team to win something this season.
Yeah.
Because I think we've spoken about this privately, not publicly, that our fears, not fears, but our future concerns would be potentially seeing the Irish League devolve into like a 3-team professional team.
Yeah.
Who battle it out for each other. Whereas right now we have a pure, you know, really,
teams are still right in the mix.
Yeah, we've a very nice product, and obviously there's gonna become situations where if you have a job that you really enjoy and you can only offer part-time football, that those clubs will be available to you. I think Cliftonville have made a very commanding start, and I'm very excited to see them. And I've got Johnny Alice. I really like Declan Dunn at the back.
Yeah.
I love the midfield and what they're doing, and who doesn't like Joe Gormley? So yeah. There's a lot of good things going on there.
Yep.
A question for you from Adam Buick Fitness. Shout out to Adam Buick Fitness.
Should Mick McDermott move upstairs and let a proper manager take over?
Oh, controversial one. Do you know what? Mick's won, well, he's won the Irish Cup. He'll obviously be, obviously the investment and that 5-year plan, whatever it is they're right in the middle of that now.
Year three.
Yeah, so I feel like a title is, you would imagine a title has to be coming, but that's not always how football works. But yeah, I think Mick's quite a character.
He's great for the league.
I really enjoy him. He is great for the league, and it was nice chatting to him the other week.
He didn't think that.
He was good fun, but yeah, listen, I think it'd be alright. I think things will work out at Glentoran. I think they have to. Look at the money being spent and the quality coming in. But yeah. Listen, it's open ended.
I think to add my tuppence worth to that, it would be very interesting to see if he did go.
Yeah.
At whatever time, who they would bring in. But yeah. We'll leave that there.
Leave it there.
What's next on the agenda?
Kiss.
Kiss?
Always something that people love and hate. Kisses.
Kisses.
Kits. Best kit, worst kit, iconic kits.
Okay, well, will we go this season?
I think we
could potentially do a special
kits. That's from Quinny.
That would be cool. Oh, talk to the people about what he's up to.
Yeah, Quinny is doing a video series with his son, just for their match days, like recording. It's like maybe 10 minutes long each episode on YouTube. Just recording from the start of the day, if it's an away day, travelling down from Corian to, for example, it was Cardiff Saturday. Just recording it all, taking it all in. It's actually really cool.
Yeah.
So please check it out. That's at NanQuinDJ on...
Where are the videos?
Twitter. They're on YouTube, but if you head up his Twitter, I'm sure you can find the link. We also retweeted it, so check them out.
Did we?
Best
kit. I really like the Ballymena away kit this season.
Yeah, it's nice.
I think it's very tasteful. You like the Cliftonville kit.
Yeah.
I think the Warren Point kit's really nice. I actually love Glenavon when they released it this week, or their new home kit.
I'd actually, when I seen that, I thought that's obviously an away kit. Because it's very different for them.
White into blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, really nice. I mean, there's other ones that are nice. I think the Glen's away one is pretty nice. I like the Crew's away one.
Yeah.
We mentioned Cliftonville.
I think the standard's pretty high now.
Yeah. It is.
They're all looking great.
They are. The lads are looking decent. I like the Portadown away one. I think yellow and red is a good blend. Question from MoRuddy19. When are you joining the Newry Supporters Club?
Anytime.
Thanks to MoRuddy for sending us picks.
It wasn't MoRuddy.
No.
It was Ali McKenzie. But MoRuddy enjoyed the picks because he's a big Newry fan.
Apologies,
MoRuddy. Yeah, listen, that's actually somewhere we want to get down to this season. So
I want to get there because I can get in for free.
You get in for free.
Oh, the waffle guys get in everywhere for free.
It's because you were fans yesterday.
Yeah.
Don't kid people. I'll have to pay, of course.
You.
My ego is
private sector.
No, listen, we'd love to get down sometime. So hopefully not too distant future.
Yeah, I'd love to. We had a very fun evening in
Ginger Jane's.
In Ginger Jane's.
Shout out.
In Ginger Jane's. And yeah, a few months ago. And final question from Instagram. I don't know if it's open finish over there.
Oh, some more.
Stephen Besen, shout out to Bez. Can Ballyclare get promoted this season?
Yes, they can.
With new signings at the back, Chris Ramsey and Harb Everland. What a centre back pairing.
I think they can, but I think it's ultra competitive, it always is. Newry certainly probably the front runners at the minute. But yeah, Ballyclare haven't had the worst start. Started quite strongly and then a few results not so great here and there. But yeah, I don't see why not. Certainly a team to keep an eye on. I'll say that, Bez.
That's all the Instagram questions. Please keep.
Say that best.
Please keep them coming.
I've got a couple for you here. Are refs getting worse?
Are they getting worse? What?
Are refs getting worse? That's all it says. Somebody replied to it. Oh, the spy replied to it. Or Irish league. Oh dear, I'll say that.
All right. I don't think so. I think we've all maybe just missed. Refs being there, we have a strong affiliation with
one ref in particular in the league. PI got a video with off.
Short music video together.
And that referee, we're really looking forward, I'm going to say it, to have on the pod in the next week or two. He's coming on. So we'll put that question to him. I think that's fair enough, John, is it?
Yeah, I think so. Listen, there's actually more questions than I thought there. I haven't really
been paying attention.
What do you like?
I'll get some too here. Kid.
Oh, the spies asked us a question. When are we getting fan interviews and debates on the wall?
I think we got a fan interview last week.
Yeah. Check out Mr. But Spy. Check out last week's episode. Wonder who the spy is. Follow the profile.
I've just hit follow. We got them last week, but we would love to get some more. And I think eventually, if we went full time, if somebody gave us a full time job, we would go around the ground.
Would the spy come on and, like, you know, the deep voice thing, like anonymous?
Yeah.
Would you do it, Mr. Spy?
Weird. More of a proper question, Jamesy. Who will be the top goal scorer this season?
I think I said at the start of the season, David McDade. I don't know that he will be. I feel like I just said that.
Jamie McDonald.
Joe
Worley.
Being player of the season doesn't.
Matty Shevlin.
Being player of the season doesn't mean you'll score all the goals. I'm gonna go Andy Waterworth now. He's got up and running.
Can't wait for this to change every week.
Ask me again next week. Why can't the Glens win on plastic pitches?
Is that for me?
Yeah.
No.
It's for the snail.
Listen, they will prove you wrong, Paul, in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Don't know where they're playing. They're playing on a grass pitch on Friday night. They will prove you wrong. The Glens, they're just warming up. So yeah, is that us? Have we got any more?
I think that is just about it.
We'll try and get more to more of those next.
I think there might be a couple more questions there, Paul.
Sorry. We'll do more. So keep sending them in.
Do you want another one?
No, I think. Well, yeah, do one more, and then we'll.
Okay, one for you.
We'll
call it. Who'll be relegated?
From the Irish League.
Who'll be
relegated? I always find that quite difficult to answer,
isn't it? That's why I've asked.
It seems quite negative. And you don't want to put anyone in that position. Not that our opinion means anything, and if anything, our opinion probably protects the team.
Yeah.
Gives them immunity because it definitely won't happen.
Immunity. It's a big buzzword these
days. Yeah, get your vaccines as well, side note.
That'll be us in the Belfast Telegraph. Podcast demands vaccines.
Amateur podcast demands. Demand it.
Get your vaccines. It's a bit demanding.
You assumed that.
We've just lost 1,000 listeners.
You assumed it meant COVID vaccine.
What do you think?
There's a vaccine for everything.
Meant the band.
Who'll get relegated? I don't want to say.
I would have said to you. There's always going to be. You would have pushed me. You would have been like, you have to say someone. And then I would have felt terrible. I'm too nice. So I'll slay you off of them.
Mr. Nice. There's always going to be those four teams. Maybe round the bottom. Linfield, Larne.
Yeah, that should happen.
I think nobody wants to see anyone go down, but it's always exciting when somebody comes up. So we'll keep an eye on it. I mean, if the season ends tonight, Ballymena are going down, which we don't want because we like their away shirts.
Darn, of course.